June 19th, Saturday. What is your personal mission? All of the words evangelism, missions, and world evangelization hold great significance. Do they really pull at your heartstrings? Furthermore, do you see the word mission as your personal God-given mission? Don't let the words evangelism, missions, and world evangelization feel too immense and distant. Instead, ask God regarding the tasks that you've been entrusted with today. By thinking about those tasks and putting them into practice, your mission will be specifically realized and completed. Those who commission others. Isaiah 6, verse 13. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again. Like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled, the holy seed is its stump. God wants all people to hear the gospel. He also wants to commission disciples all over the world to share the gospel. Without doubt, in order to do this, God-given strength is absolutely needed. Number one, the source of strength. The triune God is alive and working. Through Jesus Christ, God gives both the grace of salvation and the indwelling Holy Spirit. When you call on the name of Jesus Christ, the forces of darkness lose their strength, and angels who fulfill His word are sent. This is the God-given strength that evangelists and disciples must receive. Number two, an essential mission. For evangelists who are imprinted and rooted in the gospel, God will attach disciples. In this age that is suffering because it doesn't know the gospel and is bound by the power of darkness and hell, it's God's desire and mission to find, train, and commission disciples who will preach only Jesus Christ. God's desire is to commission disciples into the world who have been trained and healed to shine the light of the gospel. Remnants who have taken hold of this mission will become and serve as the headquarters themselves to communicate with those disciples established throughout the world. Dear God, as a disciple of Christ, help me to enjoy Emmanuel today. Along with me, please raise other disciples and commission us to expand your kingdom here on earth. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.